Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and sitting across from me is the most gorgeous lady to ever grace my presence, Gwen Ballinger. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, because today, Monday, is Happy International Nose Picking Day.
Yes! My favorite!
I pick my nose constantly.
With a tissue?
No, because it feels so much better without the tissue, and if anyone says I'm wrong, they are lying. My mom puts a tissue on her pinky finger and then digs around, but...
Not always.
Not always, because when you're alone, and sometimes me when I'm not, I dig, and it just feels good.
But there's the tissue nearby.
I mean, if...
Do you if flick? Rachel, do you flick?
Not inappropriately. No, okay. With a tissue, here's my thing with the tissue. Yes, it's more sanitary. Yes, it's less gross. Yes, it's more socially acceptable, whatever. But with the tissue, you can't fully feel if you've gotten everything. That skin on nose feeling, you know what's up there.
Especially if you have a little fingernail, you can get that one.
Yes, that one.
Yeah. Okay, wow, this is how we're starting the podcast.
I'm just glad it's Happy National Nose Picking Day because I am a nose picker. It's gross. It should only be done in certain environments and the booger disposed of properly.
It's a necessity.
Lately, I've been blowing my nose in the shower, blowing it straight into my hands.
Oh, okay. I guess you just wash it away.
It's amazing. You need to try it. You genuinely, because like, you blow your nose and then you look and you see all the snot in your hands and you're like, this is disgusting. Obviously, you look. It's like when you wipe after you poop, you're obviously gonna look. What's the point?
Comment.
You need to see. Yo, you do it. Don't you dare. You look.
No comment.
No, you have to. How do you know if you need to wipe again? If people say they don't look after they wipe, they're wrong.
And that's why they say no comment, because they don't want to admit that they do, but they do.
But everyone does it. It's like pooping. Everyone does it. It's just a part of pooping.
True. And you can tell if you're healthy or not by...
Exactly.
Yes.
You gotta look at what you did.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta look at your boogers, or else how are you gonna know if you're healthy? It's like, you can tell what stage of sickness you're in by your boogers.
True.
Oh man, I hate when it gets crusty and you're in that moment of sickness, or it's just like tiny little crystallized snot all around your nose ring.
Okay. You have a nose ring?
No. The ring of your nostril. Okay. Your nostril ring.
But what's worse is it's constantly dripping.
Oh, God.
That's worse.
And my nose gets raw because I just rub it with my hand instead of a tissue. But you run out of tissues.
Yeah.
Anyway, that took a beer.
Wow.
Conversation.
Starting off with a bang.
I also have to say happy birthday to Shirley Temple. She would have been 90 today.
Oh, I love Shirley Temple.
A lot of you probably don't know who she is, but she was a huge part of our household growing up. Colleen watched her, I think, every day with Dad.
Yeah.
Just the cutest...
Yeah.
And now looking back, I realize that so many laws, if it was today, would have been broken. Child labor laws. Because that girl was in too many movies to be legal. All right.
Adorable.
And then today is actually the 13th anniversary of the first video ever posted on YouTube.
Wow.
And it was called Me at the Zoo.
Wow. And is that person still online?
Well, it was like one of the founders of YouTube.
Gotcha.
So they posted, obviously.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. My mom just popped in an Altoid, which brings me to what's on my mom's tray today. It's the normal, the open Altoids, the glasses, the phone, the key lime chapstick. You guys, if you need a present for my mom,
I don't get her any presents.
Chapstick, key lime. That's all she's in. That's all she wants. An inhaler, her tea, and then she added a box of tissues.
In case I have to pick my nose.
You could just pick it with your finger. But she stole this box of tissues from Matthew. She walked up to him, stole it, and said bye. Okay, let's talk about the news. I asked the internet what they wanted me to talk about today, and everyone said Ariana Grande's new song, No Tears Left to Cry. Mom, have you listened to it?
Yes, I have listened and watched the video.
Oh, snap! You watched the video!
Of course I did. It was Ariana.
Yeah, Matt was being annoyed with me because I kept trying to sneak away to watch it while we were in the middle of doing stuff, but I really wanted to watch it.
Right.
So eventually I locked myself in the office, put it on the huge iMac, put my headphones on. It was good.
You can always go in the bathroom, say you're pooping, and watch the video.
But I wanted to watch it on, like, a huge screen. I wanted to give it...
Wasn't that bizarre? All the angles?
Yes. Did you watch High School Musical, any of them?
Yes.
There is a Troy Bolton song where he's in the locker room. Like, he's in the hallway with all the lockers, and it's spinning the same way.
Ah.
And people were comparing it to. I thought it was funny. Obviously, Ariana Grande looked better. But, yeah, I thought the song was great. It's everything I hoped for. Yeah. She's amazing.
Yes.
She deserves all the recognition and love she's getting.
And she's a sweet girl.
She is a sweet girl. I am jealous that Colleen has a sweatshirt.
Right?
I saw it. I was like, oh, I want it.
I was trying to figure out what it said. Corey had to
explain
it to me.
Oh, my God. Did you see her Instagram before the song was released? I'm pulling it up so you can see it, because everyone knows what I'm talking about except you at this moment. But she put all of her pictures upside down and was putting up a piece of the picture at a time. Okay, yeah, you saw it.
The reason I saw it is because I saw your tweet.
No, the dog trying to look at the phone upside down.
Yes, that was funny.
Everyone's like, Rachel, just turn the phone around. Yes, it's obviously what I did, but it's not as funny for a tweet. That's what I picture.
Right.
I thought the whole thing was great. I can't wait for the next song. Everyone assumes that we have listened to the album because Colleen is her friend, but I haven't heard a single song from it.
Mommies always are the last to know
this. This is true. They should be the first, and they're always the last.
Yes.
No, I haven't listened to anything.
No.
And except No Tears Left to Cry, obviously. Mm-hmm. All right. Juliet said, talk about how the world was supposed to end the other day. I didn't know this. Did you know this?
Someone said that to me. It might have been Juliet.
But I feel like every day someone's like, oh, the world was supposed to end yesterday.
Are you ready?
For the world to end? I mean, I'd rather it not.
Yes, but are you ready?
No. I have things to do. I have a dog to play with. No, but I feel like I didn't even know about it because so many times we're like, well, the world's supposed to end. The world's supposed... I think we'd know. Maybe. I think there'd be a little bit of a sign.
Well.
Listen. I don't know. I just think that every year there's some person who claims they know.
Yeah.
And then...
But nobody knows the time or the hour or the day.
No one knows anything.
Except God.
Okay. But, I mean, just people come up with things. So I did not know the world was supposed to end the other day.
Well, I didn't either until... It was probably Juliet told me.
Clearly it did not end.
It did not end. We're still here. Or are we?
Will Smith's son said, the world is already over, we're just a simulation.
I doubt that.
I mean, does that mean we still have to do our responsibilities?
So the world is still here and happening.
The world, I mean, if it is a simulation...
Still clean your rooms, kids.
Yeah, so
take out that trash.
It's a simulation, and we still have all the same responsibilities, and we still love each other, and we're still communicating with one another, and we're still doing this. Does it matter if it's a simulation?
It is, it's, no, real life is better.
But if there's zero difference...
There's a difference.
No, there's not.
There's a difference.
No. Yeah. If we're all a simulation, if we are all in pods somewhere else, and our minds are all just creating this world together...
No.
I don't think there's a difference.
No, because we're all created individually.
Okay, but so our individual minds are doing things differently. I'm just saying, I wouldn't care. Someone's like, by the way, you're a simulation. I'd be like, oh, I'm happy, I'm cool, that's fine. I mean... What am I missing out on? Clearly, I'm happy.
I would say,
liar! Do I have another dog in the other world? Because then that'd be okay. All right.
No.
Clearly, you don't like this topic,
no.
Mom. You're just a simulation.
No, I'm not. This is real life.
Says who?
Would you feel she that?
That's what I'm saying. If we were a simulation and it was all the exact same, what's the difference? Who cares?
You can't do that. It's not
how. Who says?
Me.
I'm not saying I believe it. I'm just saying.
Okay.
If it doesn't matter, then what does it matter?
It matters to me.
Why?
Because it's real life.
Well, I'm here. I love you. So
I love you too.
The great.
Next topic.
Just making her so angry. Mom, I know this is real life and we're not in a simulation.
Thank you.
Okay, Coachella news. This is the only news I really saw. Beyonce brought her sister Solange on stage and they fell over.
Oh no, I did not.
But in the cutest way. They like hugged and then they toppled over and they both like kicked their feet in the air at the same time and it was cute.
Okay.
So even when the queen falls, it still is graceful and amazing.
She does it with style.
She does it with style. Did you saw the Super Bowl when she almost fell and she turned it into a dance move and everyone was like, yes!
Amazing.
You can't mess her up. She was born to do it. This is interesting, helpful. We're recording this on Earth Day. So okay. I thought this was a nice little thing. I mean, you listen to it, it's the day after. But scientists created an enzyme that eats plastic.
Yes! Isn't that cool?
It's amazing. It takes a really long time. Children, still limit your plastic use. Yes. Don't litter.
Recycle.
Do all the things you're supposed to do. They created an enzyme that slowly eats away plastic.
Isn't that fantastic?
So, hope is here. We are not in a simulation.
See, if you're in a simulation, we could just simulate all that plastic to be gone.
Well, I mean, but if it's supposed to be the exact same, I'm not going to get it.
I'm not going there.
But yeah, I feel like as I get older, I realize how much more we need to take care of the Earth.
Yes.
And how terribly I've treated it. I'm actually doing a video, I've already ordered the things, where I'm going to test eco-friendly products, because I feel like a lot of people are like, no, those products aren't as good so I'm going to test it.
Oh, good.
And I'm, because I have a Keurig, and those pods are terrible, because it's just, you're just
you get the ones,
wasting.
But you get the ones that, like I had, that you can put your own coffee or tea in them?
I have, it's a refillable pod. It's a thick pod. I've been using it for like a year, and so I'm not wasting any plastic.
Good.
So I feel like we should take little steps like that.
Yes.
A lot of places are banning straws. My mom uses a reusable straw. She's currently sipping on it as we speak, because she makes her own tea and doesn't go to Starbucks anymore and waste all of those things. She makes her own tea.
Well, it tastes better. Jessica turned me on to this tea.
Okay, well, see, you didn't even realize you were saving the Earth when you did that.
Well, I knew it was.
Well, reusable cups, but that's not the reason.
No, it just tastes really good.
Okay.
And I can control the ice to tea ratio and what kind of water I put into it.
My mom is very specific. She buys ice in a bag. She won't. I mean, that's not good for the Earth. You're buying ice in a plastic bag, but
if
she's
I make my own, it costs too much money because I would do really good water. So if I buy it in a bag, I just kind of ignore where that came from.
Because if you made it your own, you'd waste plastic bottles.
People, I would make it at home if Goleta's water district did not have such sucky water.
We live, Southern California is really bad water.
Well, LA's better than Goleta.
Really?
If you fill up a container with Goleta water and set it somewhere for like a month, you come back later and there's sediment on the bottom. It's really disgusting.
Goleta, by the way, is part of Santa Barbara, for those who don't know. Oh yeah, I remember you doing that as a kid.
Yeah.
We just filled a water bottle full of water from our tap, set it down, and within a month, it was like gunk up the bottom. It was disgusting.
And brown. It was just so gross.
That was nasty. Yeah. I feel like I don't want to do that for the water here, because then I would never want to take a shower again.
But your water does taste better.
It does?
Dad drinks it out of the tap here.
Really?
You can't do that.
I do it too, but just like when I have to take like a pill or something, and I don't want to get a glass out, and I just shove water in my mouth with my hand, because I'm an animal, apparently. Okay. Yeah, I do have noticed when I go to places that they're like, we have really good tap water. I do drink their tap water.
Yes.
Like, this is nice tap water.
It's good.
So don't you feel gross brushing your teeth with the Goleta water?
I just don't think about it when I'm doing it.
You're just hoping the toothpaste does all the work?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Anyway, what we're talking about? Oh, yeah. There's an enzyme that eats plastic now.
But I love Goleta.
I'm
dissing Goleta.
No. I love where I came from.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
Just, we should get a better filtration system set up there.
Yes.
Did you know that some places put fluoride in the water?
Yes.
It's not bad for your stomach, but it's good for your teeth, and I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't think you should add things to the water.
I agree. I think water should be pure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fiji water's pure.
Are you sure about that?
I am so sure.
Have you tested the pH levels in it?
Not yet.
You might want to try that.
Maybe you can do that on Learning Sunday.
No!
Testing waters. Different brands.
What? Then I'd have to learn how to do that.
You'd be learning.
All right, I saw that. Okay, you remember one of our first few podcasts, we talked about Google Glasses and how they're in the museum. And we still need to go to that museum.
Yes, please.
I think it's open now.
Oh.
April, right? Yeah. Anyway, we need to go there.
Okay.
But apparently Google Glasses are back and they're helping kids with autism.
Really?
Because they're helping them, because a lot of times people that are autistic have a hard time understanding the facial expressions of another human being. It just doesn't register what the... So these Google Glasses, they put them on, and the Google Glasses tell them what the face, like if the person's happy, sad, angry, what, and it helps them, it teaches them what the person's facial expression is doing.
Wow.
So I saw that, and I was like, way to make a comeback, Google Glasses.
Exactly.
And do it in a way that's helping
the
world.
You know what? I think they heard our podcast.
They probably did. They're like, oh!
We gotta get on this.
We gotta do something. You say, you know what? I'm fine with it, because everyone needs a little help. But that's cool. I thought that was cool.
That is cool.
All right, Mom. That's enough of the news for the day, unless you have something. Any chicken updates?
My garden? Chickens are like, I'm wanting to get two more, but the ones with the fluffy
head. If you could see what she's doing with her hands.
The fluffy hand out. Wendy Bellissimo has one, and I just think they're so cute.
How many chickens do you got now?
7.
Okay, so you would have 9. What's the max you've ever had?
I think 9.
You buy them in pairs.
Maybe 10. No, 10 was the max.
You buy them in pairs, which I like.
4, 6, 8.
It's like they have a buddy for life.
I think I've had a total of 8 at a time.
Really?
Yeah.
So, all right.
Maybe 10.
Yep, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, Mom. So check my mom's Instagram or Twitter for her new chickens.
Whenever she gets them. I have to order them.
You have to order them?
Well, they're special chickens.
Is this like getting a purebred?
No. Maybe. No. There's all different kinds of chickens.
Alright. You're not like tearing it away from some... give it good vibes. Oh, it's an egg.
Eggs, and then they hatch for you and you get it like the next day.
This seems like a process.
It is.
You know what? I'm okay with it because you give them a good life.
I do. They get all kinds of bugs and fun things.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the beginning of spring is your garden doing anything right now, Mom?
Yes, it has sugar snap peas, artichokes.
Mm. Artichokes? I should plant artichokes. Do they need
a lot? They would do good here because it's the dry, hot.
They like the dry, hot? I guess they are more of a succulent.
And tomatoes.
And tomatoes. I recently started a little garden using smart pots. I will talk about that in my Thursday video, just in case anyone needs to know.
They're really cute.
They are. But I planted strawberries and cilantro, and we're going to plant peppers and basil soon.
Yes.
So, what do you... You don't like cilantro.
You got like that soap.
You got that tongue thing.
Ugh.
There's a percentage of people in the world that their tongue registers cilantro as soap.
And I see some really great recipes, and then it's chock full of...
Yeah. Yeah, so you can't get mad at someone if they don't like cilantro. They have a tongue defect, guys.
I don't have a defect.
They just have something in their mouth that registers it differently, so you can't get mad at them for it.
And I've tried. I've tried many,
many
times.
Yeah, you will never get over it. It's not something that your body can get used to. It's like your body just rejects it. Do you need a hair tie, Mom?
No, I have one.
I have one, too. Okay. Somewhere. Let's look for one.
I can't believe I didn't put one on my tray. Uh-oh. I did. Look, bing.
Oh, she has it. The tray was not useful today, Mom.
It is.
All right. Let's go on to the games.
Ooh.
This one is called Confusing Questions, or
my life.
Stoner Questions, whatever you want to call it.
Confusing Questions.
All right. So, in the word scent, like the flower has a scent.
Yes.
Is the S or C silent?
Scent.
I think the S is silent, then. Scent?
Scent.
Scent.
And scent.
Scent. I would say the S.
I would agree.
I would say with the S. But the reason I'm like, why is everyone why is it? Because we have scent, which is the penny, which is C-E-N-T.
Scent.
And then scent, like, sent a letter in the mail. So, I mean, the English language just needs to stop making words that are the exact same as other words.
True.
We have so many of
them. We do. Two, two, two.
Oh, my God.
Through, through.
There, there.
There, there.
There, there, there.
There, there, there.
There's so many. Yor.
Yor.
Like, we just need to stop.
Stop.
We've made it confusing enough.
Yes.
English is one of the hardest languages to learn.
It is.
And yet the people...
I don't know how everyone learns it.
when they they're smart.
Oh my gosh.
Their school system hasn't failed them.
Yes, with people who know three languages,
honestly,
four languages.
America, I love you, but we need to step up our school systems a little bit, because how is it that literally almost all the other places that speak a different language than English know English? They do, like, I go to Norway and I'm like, I don't know Norwegian. They're like, it's cool, I know English. I'm like, how? And it just makes me, I have so much respect for people that know multiple languages.
Because America's a great country and they want to know and do trade here and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I feel like other places are great countries too.
Absolutely.
And we should, like, I really am mad that I don't know Spanish.
Right.
And French would be great to know.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many languages.
Italian.
I mean, I don't think I'd use Italian that much, but it would be cool to know it.
We all want to go to Italy.
That's true. I do want to go to Italy.
So that would be fun.
And that stops a lot of people from traveling and learning about other cultures is not knowing the other language. Like, I'd be very scared to go over to Asia because I don't know how to speak any other languages.
But you know, you can do it on your Google Translate.
I could. I mean, it shouldn't stop me, but I'm saying I'd be more willing to go if I, like, I'd be like, I want to go to China if I knew Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Or Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like... Like, my friend Rachel Wintling is over in Taiwan right now teaching English to children.
Awesome.
They get to learn another language at such a young age. Yeah. I feel like when I have a kid, I'm teaching them another language immediately. They're getting a learning Sunday every day of a different language.
Yay! That's when she brings it back.
That's when I'll bring it back. All right. Anyway, that was a rant. But I would agree that the S in scent is silent.
Yes. Let's do that.
All right, Mom, here's a question.
Right.
If you get out of the shower clean,
mm-hmm.
then how does your towel get dirty?
Because you're rubbing off dead skin cells. That's my guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I will say, Matt, for some reason, orders white towels off of Amazon. Oh, my chair squeaked. But he orders white towels, and when you have a white towel, you see that, oh, I didn't get all my makeup off.
Right.
Oh, I didn't clean my feet that well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because you think you're clean, because
right.
the water's run over you, the soap's run over you, but with the towel, you're really doing that final scrub.
Well, I use a washcloth, too, so I'm clean when I get out of the shower.
Oh, I don't. I use my hands.
Yeah.
But there's still things.
There's things.
And I wash my towel or get a new towel about once a week. I know you do daily.
Yes, I do.
My mom has a little bit of a germ thing with just some things.
Just some things.
She
really not washing my hands.
No.
But.
Or picking your nose. But I will say, my mom, now that I'm thinking about it, you use rubber gloves, latex gloves.
For everything.
You do have kind of a germ thing, don't you?
No, it's because my hands get dry and cracked.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. And my fingernails split.
Same. Do I get it from you?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I just don't wash my hands.
Rubber gloves are great. Those surgical gloves are fantastic. You do it for everything. Gardening. I stick them under my
picking
garden
Picking up
gloves.
Dog poop.
I don't do
You
that
should see
does.
My mom when she does have to pick up dog poop. She puts on 3 pairs of latex gloves, has 3 doggy bags.
And a paper towel.
And a paper towel. She's like, this poop is not getting anywhere near her skin.
It's the feel. It's the warmth. That's why I like using a pooper scooper. But you can't take that on a walk.
This sounds so gross. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I actually prefer a warm poop over a cold poop.
Okay, I can't. We've changed this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's another one of those gag moments.
Okay, I have another one. I said this on the video the other day, but I don't know if you caught it or saw it. If you drop a bar of soap on the floor, is the floor clean or the soap dirty?
The soap's dirty.
I agree.
100%.
Because you have to, just because you put soap on something, and if there's dirt on,
If you dropped soap in a mud puddle.
It's still a mud.
The mud puddle's not clean, but that soap is sure dirty.
Yep. You could just rinse the soap.
Yes.
You don't have to put soap on the soap to clean the soap. You just rinse off the dirt particles.
Exactly.
I agree with you.
Okay.
All right, that's it for confusing questions / stoner questions.
Thank goodness.
Do you have anything like that?
No.
I've seen a lot of them lately, and I think that they're quite funny, because they just make you think a little
bit.
You
did quite a few in one of your videos.
I was going crazy filming that video.
Were you?
I filmed a craft video, for those of you who don't know. Go watch my channel.
Oh, it was a bowl. It was a glitter bowl.
And I was just going insane, because it was just the lamest thing in the world, and it was taking forever, and I could tell it just wasn't going to work from the start. It's behind you.
Oh.
On top.
Oh,
yeah.
It is there. Okay.
It is there. Isn't it the worst? Did it harden? No.
No.
But as I was filming it, I was like, I was thinking these things as I was filming it. And I left the camera running. And then so while editing it, I just put in stupid things, and I was going crazy filming and editing it, because I hated it so much. All right. We haven't done this in a while. We're going to play Define That Word.
Mom. Oh, good grief. Okay.
This one you should know, because this one's been around since the dawn of ages. I have to say,
okay.
I Google slang internet terms, mm-hmm. words, whatever. I do different variations of
you
that
type
sentence.
In slang?
Slang.
Oh.
You know what slang is?
Slang, internet. No, I'm saying you actually enter that in Google.
Yes.
What is the slang
yes.
definition of this word?
And all of the articles are so dated and wrong. Yeah, they're wrong. They're like these 50-year-old men trying to keep up with the internet, and they're like, well, BRB means, and you're like, why and they don't have any, they're just the most out of date articles.
Find some hip people to do that.
There needs to be someone who just constantly finds a new slang, constantly is updating it. I guess Urban Dictionary is kind of like that, but they take a little while.
Yeah.
They take
about a
month.
Well, they want to make sure it sticks before they stick it in their dictionary.
That's true. All right. So the first one is TTYL.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, there you go. That was what I found on
I
one
had
of those.
To spell it out.
I know.
My leg.
I have to do that too. When people do that, I have to see it. Okay, this one. Okurt. Hold on, I have to do it. Okurt.
You're a bird.
No. Okurt.
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 Occurred. It occurred.
Have you heard of Cardi B? She's this rapper.
Oh, yes.
You know, yeah, she's pregnant, she's great, she's dropped a new album. She has made up words, and one of them is okurt, and it's basically okay. She's saying okay, but she's saying it in like a okurt kind of way. So she has multiple of these words, and that's really the only one. She also meows.
For?
Just.
In substitution
for another word, yeah. It's just. But I can't do it the way she does it. But anyway, someone wanted me to do that, and I just wanted to see if I could say the word.
You did it.
I think it was Jimmy Fallon. Is it Jimmy Fallon? Yes, it is. Where she defines all of her words.
Oh, really?
And it is the funniest thing ever.
I'll have to check that one
you
out.
You have to, because it is words like that that are like, I don't quite, they're just more noises than words, but I guess that's what words are. They're noises that we've defined.
True.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, the next word is quaking.
Quaking, I'm quaking in my boots. Is that what you say?
Yes! Do you know what it means?
Like shaking in my boots.
Yes! Do you know what the shaking means?
Shaking in my boots. Excited or scared?
It's more like
shocked.
Yeah, more like shocked. Someone's coming for your brand. They're like,
oh,
so
shaking.
If I put on Miranda lipstick, they'd be like, oh, Colleen's shaking in her boots. Colleen's quaking in her boots. Like,
oh yes, I've seen that.
Coming
as,
from, yeah,
okay.
It's more about that thing. All right. Wow, I can't believe you knew all those words. Mm-hmm. You knew in the boots too. All right. What does snack mean? Snack.
Things that you eat in between meals.
Correct. But in this sense, when you say, Matt was looking like a snack earlier.
Looking yummy.
Yeah, there you go. You're looking like a snack.
Yummy.
Oh, you.
Delicious.
Ew. I hate it. All right, the last word I have for you is shooketh.
Shook. Like shake, it's the same as quaking. Or shaken?
I am shooketh.
I'm shooketh. Shocked.
Yes.
Same as clutching your pearls.
No, yes, like, oh, yes, yeah. You clutch those pearls.
Only because Parker did it in video.
Oh my god. I love him.
And no one prompted him. It was just
it was
just
a natural reaction. It is. You sometimes you have to clutch your pearls. Yeah. You are taken aback. You are shooketh.
You're shooketh to the core.
Can I have one? No, I'll make noise if I eat one of those Altoids.
No, you won't.
You do it so sneakily.
Stick it in your teeth and your gum.
That's not good for your teeth.
It's good. They're sugarless.
Okay, I've been brushing, flossing, and mouthwashing every day. Mm-hmm. And this morning, I'm brushing my teeth, and my middle teeth just starts to bleed like crazy.
No.
And I'm like a month into this flossing business. My gums should be healthy. So I think I slept with my mouth open and just completely dried out everything.
Maybe.
I mean, I often sleep with my mouth open, but I think it was a good, solid sleep.
Good. I'm glad.
Me too.
We need that sleep, girl.
We do. We need it. We need it.
Does your brain shut off, or does it not shut up like Colleen's and mine?
It depends on the day I've had and what time I go to bed. I usually watch TV so late that my brain turns off, and then I just fall into bed and go to sleep.
I have to play games. To kind of use your brain so that my
brain
will...
I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
I do that. Yeah, in college, I was able to just turn my brain off because I had roommates, so I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't do things to make myself fall asleep. So I just had to breathe and count until I focused on my breathing and then I'd fall asleep.
Yeah, you did something.
I did something.
Yeah.
But, oh, mom's got a cough. But yeah, now I try and just watch TV till I crash.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So those are the words to define. Earlier, you had a word. Did you define this already? He's goosing me?
No, Rachel, do not use that word.
I don't know what it means! Oh. My dog was sniffing my mom and she said, get him off, he's goosing me.
Rachel.
What? You said it!
In the privacy of your home.
I didn't know what it meant, so I'm asking.
Okay. Let's just say he was sniffing up where he shouldn't be.
And that's goosing?
I'll tell you later.
Oh my goodness, people, don't use this term.
Do not.
Or do, depending on the situation that's happening with you.
In the privacy of your own home.
This is weird. All right, let's go to the questions.
Okay.
Michelle says, this whole podcast is just like stoner questions. Does it bother you that your right hand never touches your right elbow and vice versa?
No, it does not bother me. It never gave it a thought.
Same, until now. And now I want, and I'm trying very hard right now, and my hand is not touching my elbow.
It's going in your armpit.
It's going in my armpit. I can't touch my wrist either.
No.
I think there are some people that can touch their wrist.
Yeah, when they're... Well,
we look really smart right now. Nope, you're not there yet.
So close.
So close.
So
can I take a picture, please? Ma, let me. I want to post it on the podcast. All right, check the podcast ATI Twitter for that picture. All right. Max asks, what's the worst thing your mom ever did to you? For me, it was when you grounded me when I didn't do anything wrong.
You probably did.
I didn't. Because I was hanging out with my friends on a minimum day.
Oh, this story.
I'm sorry.
It was association.
No, it doesn't matter. Why was I getting punished when I didn't do anything wrong? Also, okay, short version. I hung out with some friends on a minimum day. We were being loud.
Rude and disrespectful.
My friends swore, and then that was it. And then, listen. And then a few weeks later, someone called my mom. I know they will not be named. Someone called my mom and said a mom that I don't know but knew me saw me and my friends cussing and yelling and harassing a homeless man.
I know you didn't.
None of us harassed a homeless man.
Okay.
No, you still don't believe me.
I believe you did nothing.
No, me and my friends did not harass a homeless man. I saw Adi.
I wish you could all see Rachel right now.
Because the fact that you still don't believe me
coming out of
hurts me. It hurts me.
I believe you.
Why on earth would we harass a homeless man?
No, you would never.
I wouldn't hang out with people who harassed a homeless man. Why would we harass a homeless man?
I
saw Adi, who is a homeless man that my dad... Yeah, we know Adi. He lived in Santa Barbara, and I said, oh, I know that guy. His name's Adi. And my friend said, his name's Adi? And I said, yes, his name's Adi. And they said, how do you know him? And I told him the story. And that was it. So this crazy lady contacted this other crazy lady who contacted my mother and lied. And I got grounded for it. And the fact that you still don't believe me. You don't.
I do believe you.
Is appalling.
Kids,
is appalling.
Mommies have eyes in the back of their heads. Have you heard that term?
You just said that you don't believe me. You saying that just then says you don't believe me. Because or else the eyes in the back of your head are hallucinating. Because that didn't happen.
I'm just saying.
No, just this. No, just saying.
You have to let me speak, my dear.
I let you speak, and you keep coming around the fact that you don't believe.
Other people tell mommies what's going on with their children, and you have to weigh through it. I believe you.
No, you don't.
Now you're calling me a liar. Now I'm going to have steam coming out of my
head. Yeah, you're lying, because you keep saying, I believe you, but then you keep saying you don't believe me.
I believe you.
No, the way you're saying it, you don't believe me. I just, like, why? After, I don't even remember how many years. Was I, 13? So 14 years later, why would I still be upset about this if I wasn't telling the truth?
I said I believe you.
Do you believe?
I believe.
That me and my friends did not harass a homeless man.
Yes.
You have to say sure, which means you're just putting this under the rug to go past it.
I remember the situation. I can't remember the girls you're with. And I think that at that time, that was believable that they would have been rude. Not you.
I was with girls and boys, by the way.
See? Grounded. You didn't tell me there were boys involved.
They were gay, but okay.
Anyways.
Okay.
And so, my brain is trying to remember the circumstances.
And I thought, maybe I am crazy. Maybe we did harass a homeless man.
You would not have.
And I went and I asked my friends, and they said, no, why would we do that?
Good.
And it's not like they would have gotten in trouble if they had said yes, so there was no reason for them to lie.
True.
So, just having to say...
You never told me that part.
Because you weren't going to believe me either way.
Oh,
I was grounded already. There's no way you were going to believe me either way. Clearly, I'm still upset about it. Because I was telling the truth.
Sweetie, let it go.
I'm not going to let it go. Okay. Also, to that lady who called the other lady.
Yes.
Mind your business. Mind your business and don't make up lies. Yep. And then spread it around.
That's true.
All right. What's the worst thing your mother did to you, Mom?
Not going there.
All right. I went there, but you weren't. Duncan says, what is your Starbucks order? Just a light question.
What is yours, Rachel?
Mine is a grande iced vanilla latte with almond milk. And depending on the day, I might take away a pump of vanilla or I might add a shot of espresso.
Now, have you made these at home?
I have.
And are they as delicious?
No, they never seem to be quite... Someone actually sent me the vanilla Starbucks syrup that they used.
Wow.
And yeah, it was great. It wasn't ever quite the same, but I will say sometimes I prefer my iced coffees with vanilla almond milk creamer that I make at home than I do at Starbucks.
I saw a way to make iced coffee at home, and I'm not a coffee drinker, and I thought, ooh, I wonder if Rachel's done that.
What is it?
She set the coffee in the water, like, for 12 hours, and then strained it, and then made it from that.
That seems like it would take so long.
I would do it for you.
But why not just make a cup of coffee, stick it in the fridge for 10 minutes, and then put it over ice?
It's just different when you steep it.
It does taste different, I will say. It does taste different. But that's 12 hours.
True.
When I need my coffee, I need it now. I don't want to wait.
It's a day before thing. And then you make a big vat of it, and so it's in your refrigerator.
I actually use a product I got from Amazon for a video, which I will talk about in my Thursday video, everybody. I usually use it daily to make iced coffee.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Anyway. Raquel says, any idea for names of your new dog when you get it? So this is for me, because you're not allowed new dogs, Mom. My mom has a limit on animals, and she's allowed chickens, and that's the only new thing she's allowed.
So what are you going to name that new little Rottweiler puppy you're getting?
It's not a Rottweiler. Also, not a puppy. I plan on adopting a 1, 2, or 3-year-old dog, and I'm not going to change its name. I'm going to let it have...
whatever it is.
Whatever its name is, that's going to be its name. You wouldn't adopt a 5-year-old kid and be like, by the way, changed your name, Scott, and it's now Brian. Like, who does that? So...
Well, you changed your last name.
I'm not changing my last name.
For children, sometimes you do. If you're adopting them, because they want to carry on
Well, yeah, but you're not called that name unless it's sports.
True.
So, a dog.
We're in PE class.
Himbo Trent. Yeah, there you go. So, is my dog, whatever dog I end up getting, it's just whatever name it already has.
Good.
But I might give it a new nickname.
True.
Because I once heard a dog be called Sunshine, and that is a terrible name for a dog. Imagine yelling that across the park. Sunshine! Sunshine!
Try Cinderella.
Yeah, my mom got a puppy.
And that's what they named it.
But it was young enough where it was appropriate to change its name.
Yeah.
And you told the little girl that you would keep its name, Cinderella.
I did, and I was true to my word.
You that was just a bad name, Mom.
Well,
I wouldn't have told the girl anything.
I learned.
Yeah, you learned from that.
I learned.
Don't promise little kid things.
No. And if you promise, you gotta follow through.
That's true. So, yeah, Cinderella's a bad name, but so is Sunshine. Maybe I'd call it Sunny for short. I'd create a nickname if it was a bad name.
True.
If it was like, they
could do that.
Named it a bad word, I'd...
No, we would mute that.
I would mute. I'd call it mute.
Mute. Bad word.
This name, I wrote down, I don't know if your name is the power of destruction. Or I accidentally wrote that instead of what your name is, but Someone's asked. I was tired when I wrote this. Activities to keep your life busy.
Mm-hmm.
Just suggestions. What are some
chickens? Gardening.
I was gonna say gardening, owning animals.
Yes.
Not like fish or cats. Something that needs constant attention.
Volunteering somewhere.
Volunteering. Getting a job.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning out your house.
Doing things for others. Tell yourself you're gonna do something for somebody else every day.
Basically, helping something other than yourself keeps you pretty busy.
Yep.
So whether
and
that
happy.
Be plants, animals,
yep.
people.
Yep.
Or job, yep. which is people, because you got a boss and stuff.
Yeah.
So, that's how you keep busy. Also, puzzles.
Puzzles are great.
I love a good puzzle. That's just for yourself. That's not for other people. That's just for yourself. All right. And then the last question we have for today. I feel like I've talked about this, but I couldn't remember. Hazel_13 asks, have you ever sat in the audience during Colleen's show, or have you ever thought about doing that?
Yes.
I feel like I have talked about this.
I can't remember if you have or not.
I have.
Maybe we kind of touched on it.
Yeah, I used to back in the day.
We can't anymore.
I can't anymore because y'all get too distracted. Not to toot my own horn or sound conceited.
Right.
But you just, if anybody known sits in the audience, people for some reason stop watching the show and just create a bunch of attention towards that human being.
But
which
plus,
is very disrespectful to the performer.
But plus, you're usually doing something when you go to her shows.
Yes, but the few times I haven't been doing something, I have, let's say, in Hawaii, she never sells out Hawaii, not because she's not amazing, but because that's not where her demographic is, really, her audience. But she still goes to Hawaii every year because Hawaii. And so the theater isn't always filled, and mm-hmm. the last time we went, I sat in the back for a lot of the show, mm-hmm. and it is a completely different view.
Absolutely.
It is
a different experience.
It's a whole different experience, and it's amazing.
It is.
I mean, it's great from side of stage,
mm-hmm.
but you don't get to see all the little facial expressions and, like, the background, because she's got stuff going on in the video. Like, every part of her show, she is meticulously designed for the audience in front of her.
Yeah.
And so when you finally get to experience that, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's totally amazing. All right, that's all the questions we have for today. All the news, all the games, unless, Mom, you have anything to add.
Explore.org. Go watch.
Uh-huh.
There's many, many animals on there to choose from.
Okay, all right.
And that's it, I think.
All right. I will say that today's artwork, there's a new logo for the podcast thing, and that was designed by Alex O'Brien for my birthday, so thank you, Alex. I don't even know if you listen to this, but she designed some artwork for this.
She did. All the things.
And all the things. Right. All right, thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed. This is a simulation.
No, it is not. It's real life, people. It's,
how do you know?
I know in my soul. I know.
Just like you believe me.
These microphones weren't in the way, I'd come over there and hug you.
I know you would. All right, you want to close this out, Mom?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.